Did you know that there are 5 key biohacks to start to do right now to reduce your body's inflammation, to slow cellular aging, and of course, reduce oxidative stress status? I even just recently wrote a paper on this. Check out my recent research articles over at theschoolofradiance.com. Head on over to the research tab. And while you're there, be sure to book your one-on-one session with me, if you haven't yet already, for even more customized skin and rejuvenation guidance, as well as some biohacking and detox protocols that I personally do myself. Don't forget to check out my free 30-minute masterclass over at theschoolofradiance.com. Check out the freebie section, enjoy that video, and also enjoy today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast. Welcome to today's solo recording where, you know, I've just been getting a lot of questions about what are some of my favorite winter skin tips. And today's episode right here on the Rachel Varga podcast is all about, well, what are my personal winter skin essentials? In this episode, I'm going to share my top 5 winter skin essentials, which not only includes what I put on my skin, but also practices that I personally do. And just an FYI, this isn't any type of medical advice. This is educational information. If you think you have a health condition, make sure you seek out the guidance of a licensed physician. Tip 1, it's really important during the winter months. We are in colder, drier months. We're indoors a lot more. And that means drier indoor electric heating. So one of my staples is to have a mister. So what I do, I literally keep this mist with me all of the time. This is one of my favorite copper firming mists. And I will literally have this in my handbag if I'm, you know, at home, working from home in front of the computer, or I'm out on a hike. I will pack this with me and give myself a little spritz on the go. Because if you get dry, you don't really want to be putting, you know, a reapplication, a moisturizer, and then your sunscreen on your already flawlessly applied makeup, because that just would be really annoying and not much fun. So who has time for that? Just do a quick little spritz for some hydration on the go and get a nice little top up of your antioxidants also. Tip 2, keep that skin protected. We now know that the blue light coming from our devices, our computers, our tablets, and our telephones, the blue light is actually penetrating the skin deeper. When we look at the, you know, nanometer penetration of the skin, the blue light's actually penetrating the skin deeper than rays like UVA and UVB. And just if you're not quite sure what the difference is, UVA rays are the rays that we actually get all the time through the clouds on those cloudy, rainy days, and they are considered to be our aging rays. And we get exposure to that all the time. So if you are one of those people that shows up to have a session with me and say, I never go in the sun, it really comes down to that 10 to 15 minutes of exposure that you're getting, say, from going from point A to point B. UVB rays are the types of rays that you'll experience a little bit more on the really sunny days. So they are considered the burning rays. But what I'm getting at here is it's really important to use your sunscreen literally every single day. It's one of the easiest ways to prevent things like skin cancer. And 100% there's clinical data to back up that claim. Tip 3, 'tis the season to repair your glory days in the sun from this past summer. I don't know about you, but I love getting outside in the summertime and, you know, getting that full body sun exposure. I'm really intentional about that. I'll actually even take some certain supplements to give my skin a little bit of an antioxidant boost from the inside out. This is just my personal experience, but when I do that and I load up on particular skin optimizing nutrients that have a lot of antioxidant properties to them, I can actually go outside for longer, which is pretty neat. But in a nutshell, use the fall and winter times as a way to undo some of the photo damage that you would have experienced from being outside in that glorious sunshine. It's really important to get as much full body exposure for about 15 minutes a day, first time in the daytime or later in the evening when the UVB rays aren't at their highest. But a lot of times that's really tricky for us to get that full body exposure in the winter months. So you can actually maybe even ask your doctor for a vitamin D test and see what your levels are. And then, you know, take some of that to give you additional antioxidant protection from the inside. So there are some treatments that I actually recommend that you have during the fall winter months when you don't have, say, a tan. There are some lasers out there that don't know the difference between a brown spot, a red acne scar, a broken capillary, or a tan. And obviously, I'm not going to make some blanket claims as to which lasers could be the best for this, that, and the other thing, because it really depends what your specific skin type is and what your goals are. But in a nutshell, I love to recommend certain rejuvenation treatments in the fall winter months and really work on repairing and regenerating the skin. Let's get cracking. Tip 4 on our at-home collagen boosting options. When I like to think about, you know, living healthily and looking after your skin, you don't want to live healthy, you know, one day a week or one day a month. Same thing goes with your skincare routine. You want to make sure that it's consistent, and consistency is king when it comes to things like dermal rolling, red light therapy, sauna use, and all of that. So my tip number 4 is to get cracking on at-home collagen boosting options. You've probably heard me talk about this. This is called dermal rolling. Dermal rolling is an age-old, decades-old option to promote collagen at home. What this is basically using a tiny roller with tiny, tiny needles on them that actually can penetrate the skin and even activate or induce changes in certain skin cells like the keratinocytes. And then when you're doing dermal rolling, you can then use different skin actives like hyaluronic acid, vitamin A or retinol, vitamin B, glutathione, copper peptides, lactic acid, hyaluronic acid. There's so many wonderful actives that you can use alongside your dermal rolling. But the trick is to not just go on Amazon or eBay or these third-party auction websites and just try and find the cheapest option. You really do get what you pay for. And when it comes down to dermal rolling, I highly recommend that you seek the guidance of a professional. And I've been working with dermal rolling actually in my practice for about 10 years. So I really understand kind of what it takes to prepare the skin for dermal rolling, the actives that are, you know, really helpful with it, and ways to mitigate any redness or irritation that might come alongside talking to your skin a little bit more with these at-home collagen boosting options. But you really do get what you pay for. Some of these low-quality rollers, they might actually not be actual needles on the roller itself. It could even be a blade up close. There's rusting that can occur. And another big problem is the metal that's used on rollers could actually be an alloy, meaning it's not a pure metal. It's a mixture of a couple of different types of metals. It's really important to understand the quality and the manufacturing process of a lot of these different dermal rollers out there. And it's funny, I actually had a client I met with yesterday. She said, well, what do you think about this roller? It's touted to, you know, have these replacement heads, and it's touted to be more cost effective, but also create less waste. And I just took one look at that and I said, number one, that thing's more expensive, almost double the cost of a really good medical grade roller. And there's so much more packaging that's involved. So all those claims were actually, you know, totally invalid when I took a closer look at what she was bringing to my attention. By the way, I love it when you guys send me different direct messages at Rachel Varga Official or send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca, with some of the things that you're seeing out there on the market. And then I'll give my feedback and bring it up in a talk like the one I'm giving here. So tip number 4, do at-home collagen boosting options like dermal rolling, but do make sure that you get correct guidance. You don't just want to be looking at someone on YouTube doing it without, you know, really having any instruction or getting access to really good products that are actually going to give you a clinical result. So it's also not something that's right for everybody, because depending on what some of your skin goals are, dermal rolling might not actually give you the results you're after. But it's a wonderful long-term strategy. Wonderful patients that I've worked with that have been very diligent, say for over the last 10 years. I was actually doing a treatment recently on a woman in her 60s, and I was doing a hydrofacial. I was like, oh my goodness, you have so much wonderful collagen in your skin. She's probably one of my most diehard clients. that has been very consistent with her dermal rolling. That might look like every, you know, 2 to 5 times a week, but using the right products and replacing the rollers every, I don't know, year and a half, 2 years, because the little needles, they will actually dull. But I was really blown away with the quality of her skin and just, you know, the nice tension, that collagen, that elastin, which you're going to see typically in younger skin. And I saw this in someone in their 60s. It can be a really nice cost-effective option as well. So say lasers and injectables might not be in the cards for you, whether for different reasons or, you know, budget or lifestyle. This is a really wonderful option at home. You just need a little bit of guidance and to get your hands on really nice products. So tip number 5, this was really cool. So this is a lifestyle tweak that I do, and I love to get in that hot and cold exposure. So what I like to do at least once a week is to get out in the ocean. I literally get into the ocean all the way up to my neck, where my neck and my jawline meet, for about 8 minutes. And I love doing, you know, Wim Hof breathing. I literally have to do it to survive, believe it or not. It's so cold in the ocean, but it's great and it's free. And what that can do is just kind of help to toughen up your body a little bit by surprising it a bit with, you know, hot and cold and contrast. And that's really fun. I really like to do that for a bit of a nervous system reset. It helps a bit with pain. And it's just it's a challenge. And sometimes it's not a bad idea to challenge yourself in certain ways. So that's cold exposure. Really like that. Really like getting in the ocean. But then also hot exposure. And I'll be very honest with you. I recently tried out a personal sauna. And, you know, they retail for about $300. And plugged it in and it was inside, and I took one smell of it and this thing was clearly off-gassing. You need to start paying attention to some of the things that are in your environment. And there are a number of things that are promoted as being, you know, healthy and things like that, but could actually be harmful to your health. So if you smell something, it smells like there's a lot of chemicals, it just doesn't smell very good. But also the flip side, there can sometimes be chemicals added to different things like memory foam mattresses or memory foam pillows to try and help to cancel out some of the off-gassing that occurs. So the off-gassing is definitely something that can be noted with saunas. And saunas are wonderful. Infrared saunas, there's so many wonderful benefits to saunaing. And there's a lot of research on this as well. I have a wonderful interview that I actually did with Nicole from Sunlighten Saunas. And we answered all of, you know, everyone's frequently asked questions there. So some of the questions I get asked with sauna use is, well, how long should I go in there? Can I do my dermal rolling in there? Should I do my dermal rolling with my red light therapy? And we answered so many questions in that interview. So I highly recommend you check out my interview with Nicole from Sunlighten here on the podcast. You can also find it at rachelvarga.ca/blog. And if you just Google Sunlighten, or not Google, but just in the little search spot on my blog, you'll see that interview pop up. That is definitely a sweet resource for anyone wanting to kind of get the down low on how to incorporate saunaing into their lifestyle. So when we're talking about the quality of devices and off-gassing, it's crazy to know that actually most saunas are manufactured by a handful of companies. And like I've experienced firsthand with that personal sauna, was that there's oftentimes tremendous off-gassing from the different, you know, items that are used in the manufacturing process, whether that's wood, whether that's glues, and all sorts of different things, that as soon as the temperature rises in that sauna that you're using, things get emitted and off-gassed. So it's really important to know what you're getting yourself into. And one of the tips that I'd have for you is to, number one, check out that interview. And there's going to be some information in the show notes below. But if you are looking for a sauna, mention my name, Rachel, for $200 off of a Sunlighten cabin and $100 off of a solo sauna with free shipping. So this is pretty cool. And there is a link in the description box below. By the way, that also helps us support this channel, which is really helpful. So I just wanted to share in this episode my top winter skin essentials. I get asked this all the time. So to do a quick recap, tip 1, keep that skin hydrated on the go. So in the form of a a spray moisturizer. I love that. And also number two, keep that skin protected. So one of my favorite ways to do that is with a mineral-based lip protectant with a little bit of tint. And mineral-based, meaning it's not a chemical sunscreen filter, it is a mineral filter using zinc and titanium dioxide. I love formulations that have both of these, not just one. I find that the formulations that have two typically go on the skin quite a bit better. So I love this one. This is the Tezo 3 Primer and Sunscreen. And just reach out if you have any questions. And I love these items. By the way, any products that I talk about, my recommendations might actually change in about 6 months because things are advancing so quickly in the space of, you know, health and optimization and all of that stuff. So every time I make a recommendation on a product, just take it with a grain of salt, because if you've heard it, you know, 6 months later, there might be a better option on the market, which is kind of neat. So we had some questions come through here. I'm going to get to those in just a second. But tip number three, 'tis the season to repair your glory days in the sun from your past summer photo damage. So look at doing certain treatments in clinic to reduce things like brown spots, red acne scars, broken capillaries, and promote collagen. There are different lasers that are going to be more appropriate for different skin types. And the reason why doing some of the rejuvenation treatments in the winter is great is because you've allowed some of your tan to fade. Number four, let's get cracking on your at-home collagen boosting options like dermal rolling, but you definitely need some guidance on number one, how to get a really good roller, what different actives you want to use with it, and number three, what's your basic routine looking like to stabilize your skin ahead of time and also mitigate things like redness and irritation that can certainly happen when you use actives like retinol. Tip number five, get in that hot and cold exposure. Start to toughen up your body a little bit. Develop that bit of resilience, because guess what? When you put your body through a certain amount of stress, both physically and mentally, you're just actually going to be strengthening it, which is really, really neat. All right. So we had a couple of questions here. Joanne says, I would love to know how you do your hair. Oh my gosh, that is very sweet of you. It's actually really easy. Right before I decided to film this, I rebraided my hair. So what I do is I actually just section my hair into three. So one section here, one section in the back, and one section on one side. And then I just actually do an inside outside braid. For some reason, I can't actually braid my hair the right way on myself, but I can on others. And then what I do is I just gather it and, you know, put a little twist at the end. It's actually really easy, and then it's out of the way. And then you unravel your braid and you get these, you know, gorgeous little curls. So Angie says, what sunscreen and supplements do I recommend? Well, that's actually going to depend on really kind of what some of your specific skin goals are. So I do have another wonderful. Can you just like bear with me for a second? This is a live recording. So Winterful, we're going to talk about some wonderful winter supplements here. That's a tongue twister. So my favorite sunscreens right now, as I mentioned, are the Tezos. Love these for my skin because I'm a little bit oily. It works as a bit of a primer, but there are awesome other mineral-based sunscreens out there as well. And in terms of my supplements, I really like the Glycidin Skin Brightening Supplement. You can get all this stuff over at the website, rachelvarka.ca. If you have any questions, just reach out. I'm happy to answer these questions live. This is actually really, really fun. But I really like using the superoxide dismutase in the skin brightening supplement. It just has seemed to work really well for me. And that's a brand with over 15 years of third-party research. 15 years of third-party research on that specific antioxidant, which is pretty powerful. So there's actually a really great interview here on the Rachel Varga podcast as well with Francois Weeks. He's the founder of the company. It's a three-part series. And if you go to the rachelvarga.ca/blog, look up glycidin, G-L-I-S-O-D-I-N. Or if you head on over to rachelvarga.ca/glycidin, you're going to get some info on there as well. Those are really great questions, and I'm happy to show up and give you all some of my favorite tips and tricks. So yeah, these are my top five winter skin essentials. I'm sure that you enjoyed this episode here. Please send me your questions. I would love to help you out no matter where you are in the world. I work with everybody kind of all over. And yeah, it was a pleasure hopping on here live and sharing some of my things that I get asked a lot about. So until next time, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, let me know what you'd like to learn more about, what you enjoyed learning about, and more information is always available at rachelvarga.ca. Hang out with me on social media at Rachel Varga Official, and details for the Sunlight and Sauna promotion is in the show notes below. All right, guys, have a great rest of your day.